Welcome to Now Hear This. I'm your host, Chris Spangle. Now Hear This is a conversation with leaders in Indianapolis that are working to improve the lives of Hoosiers. Our goal is to empower you to join in their work and make a difference while informing you about the unseen aspects of life in Indiana. If you miss an episode, you can listen via podcast at nowhearthisindy.com. Today, we are continuing our conversation about the U.S. Army and recruiting in the U.S. Army, and this is part of our Brilliantly Black series, which highlights black businesses and community leaders. The U.S. Army is the presenting sponsor, and it is also brought to you by Real 98.3, which you can learn more about the Brilliantly Black promotion at real983.iheart.com, and you can learn more about the U.S. Army at goarmy.com/Indianapolis. And joining me today is Staff Sergeant Anidra Owens, who recently joined the U.S. Army Indianapolis Recruiting Battalion's Metro South Company. Staff Sergeant Owens, thank you so much for joining me. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with, where did you grow up? How did you decide to join the U.S. Army?
So I grew up in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. I come from family. I'm single. My mom was single with four kids. And I wanted to go to college, but I didn't really know how I was going to do that. I didn't want to put the stress and the burden on my mom of having to pay for college with her having younger, with me having younger siblings. So I had talked it over with my mom, and she was like, yeah, you know, I think the Army would be the best way for you to go. My dad was prior service. So, you know, we knew a lot about the Army that way. And I was like, yeah, it might be. I kind of, you know, want to explore more options though. So one day my mom calls me and she goes, hey, I need you to come home. And I'm like, okay. So I come home and there's a recruiter sitting in my living room waiting on me.
Now, was it just a cold call or had she prompted them to come out and talk to you?
Oh, no, my mom is a planner. She had prompted them. She planned it all to the T.
What did you and the recruiter talk about? I mean, walk us through that process of when someone sits down with a recruiter, whether it's in their home or, you know, over at the Indy East Recruiting Center with you. Like, what is that process like for people?
So we talked about my goals, what I wanted to accomplish in life, how I wanted to accomplish it, you know, what steps I was taking in order to get there, and then how the Army could help me accomplish that.
Mm-hmm.
So like my goal was to go to college, and he was like, okay, you want to go to college, but how are you going to pay for it? And I was like, I don't know. And so he was like, well, let me show you how the Army can help you go to college and you can earn a full-time paycheck in the meantime. Hey,
which sounds really nice. Yeah. No kidding. Did you have any kind of career goals? When you wanted to go to college, what were your dream jobs and, you know, how has the Army helped you set a path towards that?
So my dream job was human resource. Because I love helping people. That is like my big thing. I love helping others. So human resource to me was like the one that I could actually get in there. So with working in human resource, I have been able to talk to people about, you know, like finances, because we deal with finances. We deal with the birth of their children when you have to add them to, you know, the different parts of the medical and things of that nature. So you talk about everything that goes on in their life. Everything that happens in their life, they have to come to the human resource person in order to make it happen. When they have a child, you got to turn in the birth certificate. So when, you know, if they experience a death in the family, that as well. When they get ready to go to school, when they get ready to leave the unit and PCS, you know, do a permanent change of station and go somewhere else, you know, all of that happens through human resource. When they get accolades and get awards, all that happens through human resource.
Hmm. So you're integral to the lives of the soldiers that you serve with. When you're in the HR department, you're part of the Army. How many years obviously you're working as a recruiter now, but how many years, A, have you been in the military, and B, how long have you worked as an HR rep within the U.S. Army?
So total years of the Army, 18.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I have been in human resource for, I would say 15 of those 18 years.
That's fantastic. So do you make the decision to become a recruiter, or is that decision made for you?
That decision is kind of made for you. They do have some people that volunteer, but most of the time it's what we call voluntold.
Yes, yes. So, and with a planning mom, you're probably used to that. I have one of those.
I am.
Yeah. So let's jump back to the beginning, because, you know, I've asked the other two folks that have been on so far about this. I have no one in my family that served in the military. So our view of basic training is Clockwork Orange and Arlie Ermey screaming in your face and, you know, A Few Good Men and push-ups and all that good stuff. But what was your experience in basic training like?
My experience in basic training was, I mean, it's more mental than it is physical. It's mentally preparing yourself to be away from your family. Because if you've never been away from your family, that is going to take the biggest toll on you.
Yeah.
Being away from your family, physical stuff, that is stuff that you work up to. You know what I mean? When I left and went to basic training, I didn't know how to do not one push-up, not one sit-up, and I could not run. And I felt like I was physically fit because I had been a cheerleader. I had done different things. I thought I was physically fit. But when I got ready to take the PT test, I was like, oh, man, I'm not where I thought I was. But that's what basic training is for. It's to help you get to where you need to be. The main thing that you need to focus on is just kind of staying in the mindset that, you know, this is temporary. This is training. I'm going to get through it, and I'm going to, you know, move past it. I met a lot of friends while I was at basic training that I still talk to this day. Hmm. And that's 18 years ago.
Yeah, that's one thing that was interesting about those other conversations is that they talked about how much, not just that experience, but their whole time in service, and they each had, I think, less than 6 years in, how much it changed them personally, their personalities, and really helped them come out of their shell. Did you have a similar experience through your service?
Yeah, so when I came in, I had that mentality that nobody's going to tell me what to do. You know, this drill sergeant, you think he's going to get in my face and he's going to tell me what to do and I'm just going to drop down and do these push-ups? I didn't.
Yeah, right.
I did it. So it molded me into a better person. I can honestly say that from the background that I came from, if I had not have had the structure of the military, there's no telling where I would have been. I look at some of my friends that I went to high school with and that I graduated with, and we are on two totally different paths in life.
Hmm. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? I mean, you know, you don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but talk about your path and where it's kind of led you versus some other folks.
So my path and where it's led me, like I said, I've been in for 18 years. I am a single mom of three kids. I've been able to put my son through college through my education benefits. My oldest son is currently in college now, like I said, going to school on my post 9/11 benefit. I purchased my first home when I was 23 years old. Some of my friends that I have graduated with and people that I look back that I went to school with, I mean, they're still in the same town that we grew up in, working at a factory, which nothing is wrong with that. But I mean, working at a factory, 12-hour shift, 7 days a week. As versus me, I'm working, 8 hours a day, and if you total it up, I probably have about 160 days off a week. A year, 160 days off a year out of 365.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where do I sign up? Look up.
So yeah, once you add up, I mean, we get the time off for the weekends. So you think we get the weekends off, then we get the federal holidays off. We get Adanzas the Friday and the Saturday, Friday and the Monday after the federal holidays off as well. We get holiday block leave. And once you add all that up, it's like 160 days and we work 365 days, it's 365 days in a year.
Yeah.
So basically almost half the year, you're off. Five plus months, you're off. What other job is going to do that?
Well, we're talking to Staff Sergeant Anidra Owens, who recently joined the U.S. Army Indianapolis Recruiting Battalion's Metro South Company. And you can learn more about the Army by texting IndyBB to Go Army, or you can go to goarmy.com/Indianapolis. I imagine that you, if your son's in college and using those benefits, you achieved your college degree. Where did you go to college at?
So I went to college through U of L.
University of Louisville, yeah. Great.
So, and my son is actually, he is going to, I tried to get him to go to U of L, but he was, you know, set on going to Western Kentucky University, which is fine. It had his degree plan in civil engineering, which is what he wanted, so.
So can I ask, you mentioned 9-11 and 9-11 benefits, and I'm doing the math here. 9-11 was, I'm 37, so 9-11 was incredibly formational for me because I turned to 18 2 days before it. Was that a big part of why you joined, or did that motivate you at all?
I joined prior to 9-11.
Okay, gotcha.
When 9-11 hit, I was actually getting ready to leave my advanced initial training, which is my job training for the Army.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, after 9-11 had hit, I was already in.
Gotcha. And how did that change your service path? I mean, did it have an impact on what you were going to do versus what you would have done?
It didn't so much change my service path. It changed my way of thinking. Because when I came in, as I told you before, I was all set on, I just wanted to come in because I wanted to go to college. But then you come to that realization that, hey, the world is at attack, and this is what I signed up for. And regardless to what happens, I have a job that I have to do.
Yeah.
So it kind of hit home for me. You know what I mean? Because it was like, hey, I only just want to go to college. But now I have this duty to my country that I have to fulfill. If my name is called and I have to go, I have to fulfill this duty.
Yeah, it makes it, I'm sure, a lot more serious.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So, you know, you've been in 18 years. I mean, I don't know if I'm supposed to ask you how much longer you'll serve. You can tell me to get out of your face if that's the case. But, you know, how much longer do you plan to serve, or do you feel like this is going to be a lifelong career for you?
This is a lifelong career for me. Like I said, I love helping people. So being a recruiter is, you know, that much more set on my path of helping people. I want to help people, you know, get out of the situations that they're in, you know, excel in what they want to excel in, not be burdened with not being able to go to college because I didn't get that GPA, or, you know, I don't have money to go to school. If I can help somebody along the way to get to their path of going to school, I've done my job.
Right. So, final thought here, what thing have you experienced in the Army that you wish people outside of it who haven't had the experience you've had, what should they understand? What have you seen that you'd love to have everyone know about serving in the U.S. Army?
It would be the discipline, the camaraderie, the diversity. Like, I have friends from all over, from different backgrounds, different walks of life. It doesn't matter. We have all came together, because of training or whatever the situation may be, we've all came together, helped each other, and took that experience and made lifelong friendships out of that.
Staff Sergeant Anidra Owens, thank you so much for joining me.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Again, if you want to learn more about recruiting in the U.S. Army, you can go to goarmy.com/Indianapolis or text IndyBB to Go Army. And thank you for listening to Now Hear This. I'm your host, Chris Spangle. If you missed any portion of our program, you can listen on our website, nowhearthisindy.com. If you'd like to have your organization featured on the show, please email Gabby at nowhearthisindy@iheartmedia.com. And thank you for listening. We will be back again next weekend with Now Hear This.